We have Henrietta Kay, associate producer, and also Ryan Linsky, a student administrative assistant. They are with the Oberlin Summer Theater Festival. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And a lot of great three, as it is every year, three different performances. You kind of, it's like a round. I always think it's like a round where you start one, and then there's another one that sort of shows up, and then another one comes on, and then people are thinking, look at all this performance that's going on one stage. Different times, though, that you have to kind of...
Definitely.
I've always asked the directors, do they have to kind of coordinate sets and how to figure out where to store the set for Barefoot in the Park or The Winter's Tale and how to get the Miracle Worker together? So that they don't... That's kind of an interesting thing backstage, I suppose, that takes place.
Oh, most definitely. They're working on, I believe, two sets now, and they've got one more to go, and they have to kind of make it a puzzle piece. It's almost like a big, giant Tetris set trying to get it all back there. We don't have a lot
now,
of space.
Now, one year you had like a pirate ship or something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, so that's kind of, I'm trying to figure out which of these maybe has the most, I don't know, cumbersome set. Well, they all seem to be kind of sort of smaller type of sets as
the
well.
The Miracle Worker's a home, so that's kind of a three rooms that have to be constructed and deconstructed for every performance and after each show. So
and, you know, Barefoot in the Park is an apartment building, so it's kind of...
Oh, that's right. Neil Simon, right?
Yes, exactly.
He puts everything in an apartment
building
for the most part as well. And then you have The Winter's Tale, which brings your Shakespeare part into
this, and we do a Shakespeare every single season. And our Shakespeare set is not as lofty as the other ones, but it's very, very nice. It's kind of a set of different platforms.
It's geometric, kind of modern, which is cool.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about The Winter's Tale? Some Shakespeare ones come to mind. This one, unless I would start seeing it, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not one of his most popular shows. However, it's a great example of his comedies mixed with also kind of more of his melodrama, because the first act is very dramatic. It's a lot of drama, and of course there's romance. But the second act, it opens up and it becomes a very strong comedy with more of a young lover story.
It's interesting in the way that it kind of represents two different genres of Shakespeare that you kind of see, but it's in one play, so that's kind of exciting and different for Shakespeare, which is cool.
Which always, his plays always allow interpretation.
Oh, yes.
So the director can kind of, what they feel that they want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
One that's sort of not much interpretation, the story, Helen Keller, The Miracle Worker.
Yes.
This is kind of a small, how many people are in that? That's what, maybe six or...
Yeah, no, I think we have probably a slightly larger because we have a couple of supporting students there.
Okay.
But it's probably a cast of maybe 12 people.
Okay.
But the main characters, they're probably, I don't know, maybe six main characters. We have Helen, Helen's parents, Helen's brother, and of course Annie, who's Helen's tutor.
Not that any play differs, but this one really requires two strong leads to kind of propel this.
Oh, yes. And one of our leads has one line, which has been interesting. And it's quite a production, but they've done a
very
good job.
Have you seen some of the rehearsings for that one? What's that like to watch the rehearsing of something like The Miracle Worker?
Well, it's really interesting because the character who plays Helen, obviously she cannot see. So she gets into character and you can just tell that she has to be very wary not to look at anything.
Who is the actress that portrays?
Minor Klein will be playing. And Minor's actually an alum from Oberlin College.
Okay.
Yeah. We tend to bring a lot back. And actually, Louis, who plays Annie, is also an alum from Oberlin College.
Okay.
So.
And now, Ryan, you are a student at Oberlin College, right?
We're actually both students at Oberlin College.
Yeah.
And when did you first kind of think, what is this Oberlin Summer Theater? What do they do here? How long have you been involved in something like that?
So this is actually my second year with the festival. And I heard about it last year as a after just finishing my freshman year. Now I finished my second year. But it was interesting to me because it's a completely free festival that's affiliated with the college. And I thought that that's such a wonderful opportunity for the area, especially because when you think of theater, you think of it as being in New York. You think of it as being all of these places and in these cities. And so to bring something like this, a free festival, an opportunity to experience high quality productions, we really put on great shows for free, making them very accessible. It really was something that I wanted to be involved with. And I had a wonderful time last year, and I'm so excited to be able to.
What do you get to do as the administrative assistant? Sounds like a good title, but I suppose if I followed you around during the day, I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah. So specifically, I'm doing a lot of company management and publicity work for the festival.
You should like us on Facebook, actually.
Yeah. So we've been running social media, distributing materials around the area, and I also take care of the company as company manager in the sense of, like, making sure their housing is all worked out and that they're all satisfied during rehearsals and there's nothing wrong with their places they're staying, etc.
So not only do we produce shows, but we also house a lot of our actors and performers and tech crew. So it's almost a lot of moving parts behind the scene that people don't really realize. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we know the college kind of calms down a little bit after graduation. The kids pack up and zoom out of town, but there's still activities going on in Overland.
Oh, most definitely.
As well.
Yeah, it's beautiful actually this time of year.
I was down there for the 100th anniversary for the Allen Memorial Art Museum.
Yeah.
The other day.
Oh, wonderful.
It's cake, free cake.
We were there too for the free cake.
I just thought it was amazing that they had cakes with piece of artwork that was on the cake there as well. But that's right near where you guys are performing for.
Yeah,
it's right next door. If you come to Oberlin for a day, you can spend some time doing things in town too, like the Allen, which is wonderful. There's a lot. The college is kind of like, people think of it as the life of the town, but in the summer there's so much to do also. So it's a wonderful opportunity to like make a trip out of coming over to Oberlin. Right.
And I know that in a couple of weeks your sidewalks will be chalked up.
That happens on the 24th,
a lot of things going on. But you open up this weekend.
Yeah, well, we actually open this Friday.
This Friday, okay.
So. Yeah.
Are they ready? Sure. Are they all so excited to go with this?
Ready as ever, I think. Yeah. We're excited to have the audience in. I think that it's always much more exciting and enlivens the performance. Because when you're rehearsing out to an audience, it's more of a relationship and a give and take, so it's great.
So you got the Miracle Worker opening up this Friday, the 16th. It runs through July 30th. I see then on June 30th is Barefoot in the Park.
Correct.
This is sort of the Neil Simon, the romantic comedy.
I like to say it's the romantic comedy date night show. You know, so you bring your kids to the Miracle Worker, then you have the date night for the Barefoot, and then Winter's Tale is once again the whole family. Maybe even Grandma can come.
You could bring your kids to Barefoot too. It's not inappropriate. It's just.
We just
a different type of show.
Yeah. No, we say probably ages 10 and up for both Barefoot and Winter's Tale. But, you know, anyone over the age of 6 could make it to the Miracle Worker and completely appreciate it.
In a way, it's important because it's free. It's affordable to all. You talk about some family, the ages may be age appropriate for certain ones. But I would assume for both of you, there's a moment in your time when you went to a theater as a young person and you thought to yourself, what am I coming in to see? And by the time you left, you thought, I want to do this, or I can't. What is this experience? It's something about it. Tell me, do you have sort of moments like that in your life that you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, mine's almost, unfortunately, a little bit of a cliche. I went to The Lion King on Broadway, and I remember looking at the actor who played Simba and being like, I could do that. Like, why am I not on stage right now? Like, I want to be on stage. Right. And of course, like, I didn't end up following acting, but I knew then that I really wanted to do theater. So it's nice to just have that opportunity to see shows and understand and look at it and, like, get wrapped up in the story of it. I don't know about, what was yours?
Well, my mom was a communications and theater major in college. So that kind of personality has always been in my family. But I saw my seventh grade show I was not in, but I saw it, and I was like, oh, I can do that. So then in eighth grade, I auditioned, and I ended up playing an undercover agent disguised as an old lady. That was my part. I had to play a man who was pretended to be an old lady to solve some mystery. And then I ended up loving it, and I wanted to do theater ever since, but now I've also taken more of a backstage route. I really want to be a director, but seeing Broadway, living shows like that, really seeing what can come of theater has been.
So if you're backstage, you have a good black wardrobe, right? Is that usually what happens?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's hard to not wear. Colors are always a luxury, you know?
Well, I always enjoyed watching those mysterious people move sets around, or you're thinking, I think there's a person there. It looks like someone's there, but they're so stealthy.
Oh, yes.
They come in and come out before.
They train you in the art of walking like very fast, but also walking very quietly.
Yes. If you look in my closet, like half my wardrobe is just black clothing for use backstage.
Yeah.
It just shows the importance of all the people to put on a performance.
And you know, if anyone comes to the Oberlin Summer Theater Festival, you'll actually see both of us in the box office.
Yeah.
Which is a whole nother place to be sitting because you actually get to interact with the patrons. And
right. I would say you sit there and count the money, but this is free, so it's a different
But we do take donations, you know.
Yes. Now, if people want to get, I guess it's you kind of like reservations, just so they have an idea.
Yes, most definitely.
How do we go about getting that? Again, this Friday is the Miracle Worker, but they can start planning their summer for performances.
How's definitely. That? So they can give us a ring at the box office number 440-775-8169, or they can email us at ostf@oberlin.edu. And when they do that, they should say, you know, their name, the dates of the shows they're interested in seeing, as well as like their email address or a home address so we can contact them later and get their reservations in. But mostly we do this so we can understand how many people we have. And last year we actually had several sold out shows towards the end of the season. So it is important to get your tickets soon because once word of mouth goes around that this is a phenomenal show, mm-hmm. the seats tend to go really fast.
Yeah. Once we open, we kind of exponentially grow in terms of our reservations. So get in there ahead of time.
Well, the Miracle Workers this Friday, exactly. and then coming up late in June's Barefoot in the Park and the Winter's Tale. We'll be closing out. And again, they said it sometimes runs simultaneously on different nights, so you can kind of within a two-week period see all of them.
You could come on a weekend and see two shows on one day and the next show on Sunday and stay overnight and see all three shows once we're open.
Wow. Sounds great. So. And as you mentioned, follow you on Facebook as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. You can follow us on Facebook. You can just search Oberlin Summer Theater Festival. Awesome. Or we also have an Instagram account if people do that. That's Oberlin Summer Theater Festival.
And our website is OberlinSummerTheaterFestival.com. And that has our entire performance calendar and information about our shows, so you can see any time that you can reserve ticket.
We appreciate it.
And also, if you have like a young high schooler who's interested in getting involved in the business, we do actually have a Shakespeare Intensive Summer Camp the last week, which is run by our actors who are doing The Winter's Tale. And that starts on July 25th and runs to the 28th, and all that information is online. But it's a great opportunity if kids are interested in getting involved early to have that backstage experience. Yes. They get to meet people who are acting in Shakespeare as well as practice their own voice. And, you know, Shakespeare can be difficult. It's there's a whole skill set. So it's a great way to learn all that.
Well, we encourage people to do that or come out and see the performances.
Most definitely.
It opens up this Friday with The Miracle Worker, our guests today. Coming in studio today, Henrietta Kay, the associate producer, and also Ryan Linsky, student administrative assistant. Both of you, thanks for sharing part of your day. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
It's 8:58 at WEOL.